Canada. I'm back. I'm back.
Yes, welcome back, welcome back. I'm your host, Manon Sabir, the Grapevine. We're picking some more grapes on the award-winning The Truth 101.7. Yes, and we're talking black. We're talking black. We're talking black. Black, 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 black. And I want to tell y'all something. I recognize that there's a lot of people that are trying to make a living, man. That are trying to make a living. They're trying to make a living. They're trying to do it, especially in this economy. They're trying to make a living. They're looking towards the future, but the future is kind of looking bleak, especially for black Americans, black women and black men. There are some numbers that came out that I'm not excited about, and I know you shouldn't be excited about either. The amount of people that are without a job, the gig worker jobs are staggering. Everybody's working a gig worker job. I was just talking to a brother today, and he said he probably got about 3 or 4 jobs. He said he got janitorial service. He's a mechanic. You know, he's trying to do it all. But the National Urban League just released its 50th annual report, and they just asked one question right in the title: is the American dream dead? Did we really believe in the American dream? I mean, I think we were coaxed into thinking, especially after the 1965 period with the voting rights, and also in the 70s with desegregation on into the 80s, that the American dream was peaking up. It was trending upwards. And we were constantly being told that all we have to do is go to school, walk across the stage, get a good job, work for this company. Work for Ford, GM, American Motors, Alice Chalmers, Pfister, Vogel. Work for those companies, IBM. Work for those companies. We were told that. We were told, okay, you know, a lot of us were told, don't go to trade school. A lot of us were told, don't go to trade school. Now trade schools are filling up. So is the American dream dead? I mean, I want to understand what, and let's get into it. Let's just get into it. Black unemployment climbed 7.8%, up from a historic low of 4.7%. That's just in 3 years. So it climbed 7.8% in just 3 years. Since November 2025, 567,000 black men and somewhere between 250,000 and 300,000 black women have lost their jobs. Black women, let me ask y'all a question. Did you guys actually, and y'all can answer, did y'all lose your jobs or were y'all quitting? Because I know there's a great debate between that. There's a lot of women that have quit their jobs because they were stressed out and they wanted to move around. A lot of black women quit their jobs because they were stressed out. They were tired of not seeing their kids. So how are y'all supporting yourselves? I just want to understand, where are the women who have, you know, quit their jobs? And talk to me about if you lost yours and what are you doing now to supplant whatever was in that, whatever job you did. What are you doing now? Black men, answer the same question. What are y'all doing now to do something different outside of the job that you had? I think a lot of us are now realizing, especially like during this rest movement, this rest is recovery movement. That, and also the sober living movement. There's a lot of people who sobered up, and looked at their life and were like, man, I'm tired of working, going to the bar and coming home to my family, and that's just my only life. A lot of folks were like, I'm going to go to work, I'm going to sober up, I'm going to go to the gym, and I'm going to figure out what's going on with my life and create a better prosperity for me. So what's the highest for us? This is the highest black unemployment outside of an actual recession in recent memory. It erased an estimated $87 billion in the black household income. $87 billion in the black household income. So the gap is bloody. The gap is bloody. I'm going to go to the chat real quick because the chat's been going up. Cat said third hearing something about Attorney Goyke. Case getting dismissed about this lawsuit. The money on me next trial, James. Cat said, so hard, can't catch up, catch a break, no benefits. That is why it is a dream, not real. MPS machine, no trade classes, send them to MATC, ready or not. Iron classes, high dropout, chemistry portion. People can't pass the chemistry. Khan Academy, that's all I got to say. And he said, nice talk to you. Go to work. See y'all. He said, get a job, get a check. Or she. I don't know who Cat is. Get a job, get a check. Possibly. Get a job, get a check. I mean, yes, you can do that. But if the jobs are drying up, or if you have a job in DEI, if you have a job in diversity, equity, and inclusion, a lot of those departments either have been renamed and people can't see through the glass ceiling because it's been covered up with dirt, and or those departments have been cut altogether in relationship to DOGE. DOGE had a lot to do with a lot of those departments being cut. So you had a lot of people who were making money from diversity, equity, inclusion from the government campuses and corporations and private companies down to school buildings and universities. Those have been cut. So the gap is really bloody. It's really wide. The median black household holds just 15 cents of wealth for every dollar of a white household. Black home ownership sits at 44% compared to 73% for white Americans. That's a gap that's wider today than the actual FHA Act, that's the Fair Housing Act of 1968. That's a huge gap. So the political power is under threat. Our political power is under threat, especially following a Supreme Court ruling striking down Louisiana's congressional map. Look at it, had 191 black held state legislative seats nationwide are now considered at risk. Mark Morial from the Urban League president, he said, those trying to kill the American dream, this is his quote, he said, those trying to kill the American dream, their priorities are waging expensive wars, building fiscal plans that benefit billionaires, cutting investments in housing, healthcare, food security. And here's the bright spot, especially for black women, is small business ownership actually fought against the black woman's unemployment rate. So out of that 300,000 black women not having a job, 13% actually started small businesses. So even while they're losing jobs at a really high rate, black women start building their own tables. They were building their tables, wiping the tables clean, and making it happen. There's so many women right now that are starting brand new businesses. But that's still a lower percentage than the amount of people that actually lost their job. So what are the rest of the people doing, and how are we getting it done? We need to have answers. Ladies, I know you're doing things that are almost superwoman-like. That are, some of you have 2, 3, 4 things going on. And you can call it a job, you can call it gigs, you can call it hustles, whatever it is. But if you are in that space, we know you're burning out, we know you're burning the midnight candle, let us know what are you doing to capitalize on this, in this gap. What are you doing in this gap right now to capitalize for yourself and for your kids? If you have children, you know, if you don't, it's all good. But what are you doing to capitalize? So Milwaukee, I've personally felt this I know you've personally felt this in your own household or your own job search this year. But that 13% rise in Black women starting business, is that resilience or necessity? Is that resilience or necessity? Are you being resilient or are you operating under necessity? And there's a difference. There's a huge difference because a lot of people now have recognized that if they're not operating under necessity, they're going to lose everything. They will lose absolutely everything. So let me know, Milwaukee, and we'll come back in 3 minutes on the award-winning The Truth 101.7.
Can you feel the beat within my heart? Can you see my love shine through the dark? Can you see that you must be a part of that beat in
yes.
my heart?
Welcome back to The Grapevine. You're on The Truth 101.7. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most. Your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you're building every single day. And if you're part of The Truth audience, you already know you work hard for yours. That's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent at amfam.com. Yes. Man, that's a fire. Ooh, that's really good. That's really good. I like that. I like that album. Hey, y'all. Welcome back. Welcome back. We're picking some more grapes. We're picking some more grapes today. And I'm excited because I'm excited. There's a few things I'm really excited about. And a friend of mine went on Facebook Lives, you know, a while ago. And she was sad. She was sad because she wanted to, she was at the Discovery World or someplace like that. And there was a kid who was, you know, running around or whatever. And she has a son who is autistic. And the son, when he's 3, but he looks like he's, I don't know, he looks like he's 6. And she, whenever he runs, you know, especially for kids that age, they just run. They don't know where they're going, but he's also nonverbal. And he decided to run away from his mom. And when he ran, into a kid, and the kid happened to be about, I don't know, 6 years old, probably even 7. And he ran into the kid, and I guess, you know, they both fell down. The mom of the kid that he ran into, he wound up, the mom of the kid that he ran into then kind of said something derogatory to this 3-year-old and to my friend of mine. And, you know, it didn't set her off, but it also made her sad. And as parents of kids with special needs, there's a few things that we look at. There's a few things that we look at when we're looking after our kids. And one of the things that we look at when we're looking after our kids is whether or not they're conducting themselves in the proper manner according to what we taught them. And the second thing is when they're playing, are other kids treating them the way that that child interacts and first meets that particular kid? So there was this interaction that my friend had with the parent, and it didn't go sideways, but it got her thinking. It got her thinking about what can we do, especially for kids that have autism and or other special needs, to help them galvanize around a community that is their own, a community in a specific space that is their own. I mean, we have a number of buildings and businesses, but then are we, with some of those businesses, they're inclusive, but some of those buildings are also, and businesses also allow other kids that don't have special needs in. But she's asking the community, you know, can we build a place that will allow the special needs community to have a specific place just for special needs individuals to play basketball, whatever it is they need to do in this spot. So I there's a video that I want to play, and you guys may even find that this is a really good feel good moment. And before I talk about this video, I want, you know, this is really near and dear to my heart. But a young man out of Goose Creek, South Carolina, young man by the name of Leonard, he walks to work about 3 to 4 miles every single morning, rain or shine, to his job in FedEx. A black man who drives that same route, noticed him day after day after day after day. Man, to be drenched in rain, to be drenched in sweat, 8:30 in the morning. And some told this guy who was driving by, he had to do something about it. So he pulled over, popped his trunk, and gifted this young kid, Leonard, a brand new electric scooter, plus a spare charged battery so it never will die on him ever again. And literally stood there and taught him how to ride it. Then and right there. Like, and I got to be honest with you, like, in Milwaukee, a lot of people online, including the man who gave the gift, believe Leonard may be on the autism spectrum. And if you look at it, you can realize that is one of the, you know, how his interaction is quite possibly that. So I want to play this video. Yeah, so I want to play this video, and man, tell me what you think. This is a feel good moment.
Every morning, walking up and down this script, and I wanted to do something for you. Step out the way. I know you probably, like I said, I know you probably baffled right now, like what this nigga want to work. But where you be going at, bro? Where you be going to work?
Work from home.
Where you work at?
FedEx.
Work at FedEx? Check this out. Like I said, I always see you every morning, bro, and it's been on my heart for a minute to bless you with something. It's been about, you've been walking up and down this script for maybe about a year or so since I've been seeing you, right? What's your name? Lenard?
Lenard,
where you from?
North Charleston.
From North Charleston? Well, yeah, that's what I want to do for you. I want to give you this, man. I want to give you this. What? It's brand new. It's ready to go. And that's yours, bro. Hold up. I got a battery for you. Where you live at?
Green.
Huh? In Goose Creek? It's the battery. You put this battery in your box. It's already charged up, ready to go. I charged it for you. It go about 20 miles per hour. Yo, let me get a thank you or something, man. You have a blessed one, all right? Well, damn.
Bruh.
You know how to do it?
Hold on. He's about to run across the street and show this boy how long
you been working at FedEx?
How to ride the scooter.
What you do over there?
Switch.
Put that inside your bag.
Yeah. Watch this, you guys. This is the amazing part.
Get a head start. This is the brakes right here. You see what I'm saying? You're gonna get a head start. And once you push it a little bit, you push down on that and it's gonna take off. Not on that one. This one. This one right here.
Watch this. He takes off. He's gone.
Let up and then push it.
I'm telling y'all, who in the world does this? This is absolutely amazing. I mean, if you look at it, this is the antithesis to all of the stuff that goes on. This is the antithesis to what people perceive the crowd, the audience, the what people perceive as a person who isn't good. This man gave this boy, seen him walking to work every day and bought him a real life electric scooter. Those scooters aren't inexpensive. They are for some people. If you are working, that's a grip. Bought him a scooter with a rechargeable battery and let him have it. That right there is an act not only of God, of compassion, of empathy. That is quite simply one of the best and greatest ways to give your heart to someone else. So when you see acts like this, it wipes out all the other things that people have done in this world, like stuff like that. You can ride high on that. That's a feel-good story. I got another one before we get out of here, too. We'll be back on the Truth Radio.
Walking with the Lord, I see footprints. My mama always told me use my good sense. Common always looking for the good sense. Since we all got good in our essence. In the hood sense, we all good anyway. That's why you always hear another dollar another day.
I see the day as a new beginning. Movement of the people, movement of the women.
Welcome back to the Grapevine. You're picking some more greats for me, for Nas Severe on the War with the Truth Radio 101.7.
All right, we won't talk about it.
101 Truth. Mark your calendars, y'all, for the True Family Fest on Saturday, August 22nd from 11 to 2 p.m. at Riverside University High School. It's free and fun for the entire family. Great, featuring great music, community resources, family activities, and back-to-school support to help students get ready for a successful year. If you're interested in volunteering for the True Family Fest, visit the True's website at 1017thetruth.com to complete the volunteer form or by emailing sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. That's sierra.brown@milwaukeeblackmedia.com. Bring the entire family and experience one of Milwaukee's favorite community celebrations, True Family Fest, Saturday, August 22nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Special thanks to Educators Credit Union, American Family Insurance, Milwaukee Public Schools, Artists Working in Education, City of Milwaukee, Department of Community Wellness and Safety, and Extension. Y'all come on out. August 22nd, we're going to be there. And I'm going to give y'all another feel-good story. I got to do it. We've been talking about triumphs and trials and all that good stuff, but we need some good feel-good stories too. We're going to talk about Kelly Smith, and, you know, I think she's doing what we need to do. We had a big segment earlier last month about food apartheid, how our neighborhoods are being divested in by companies who are taking their businesses out of our neighborhood, taking grocery stores out of our neighborhood. We're losing neighborhoods, especially on the north side of Milwaukee. And somebody took matters into their own hands. A sister by the name of Kelly Smith, right here in Milwaukee in the Metcalf Park area, she took her own front yard and she just started feeding neighbors. So Kelly Smith, she lives on somewhere on North 37th in the Metcalf Park area. And to anybody driving by, what she's built looks like a simple yard sale. Folding tables against the fence. You know, one's got food, the other got books, personal hygiene kits, clothes, and all of it for free. So when the cars slow down, she doesn't wait for them to ask. She just shouts, "It's free." And that's so smart. That is so smart. While nonprofits on the north side were working through official channels, partnering with the city to build network community fridges, Kelly was building her own thing. She was building her own thing. She was not just doing, she wasn't just listening. She wasn't just ruminating on the idea. She did it. No press release, no funding applications, no, just two tables and a fence and some food and whatever. So what started as just an idea turned into a free food pantry. And before all this, you know, she probably was just picking up groceries for family members. That's what it said. She was, for whoever got sick, just a generous person, just somebody who wanted to do the Lord's work. That is what she wanted to do, and that is what she did. Not, you know, a lot of times we get into like this analysis paralysis. Oh, this, you know, the people are going to catch us, the government's going to get us, and all this other good stuff. Nah, she just set up some tables and put together up some food and some clothes and hygiene stuff and said it was free. That's it. I mean, this can't get any easier. I feel good. We got a clip. of this story. And I want y'all to watch this. This is fantastic. Probably one of the best ideas in the world right now.
We don't have a grocery store anymore. The seniors next door will walk to pick and save. And once that left, the husband don't drive anymore. So it's like you only have family can come and do so much. People come up and they say, what are you selling? What are you selling? I said, I don't sell anything. So I'm trying to work on me a community pantry sign. Hi, ladies. It's free. I would love to be able to have dry ice with coolers. I got a few gas donations, so that helps. So people come and they're like, well, you don't want anything? And I'm like, it's free. And they said, well, no donation at all? I said, well, if you insist, I could put it in my armrest and put it for gas money. So that's what I've been doing lately with the small little donations like that. Today, these donations came from the Islamic Dollop Center. So I go there 5 days a week. We got some nice ribs and some lunch meat. Got lots of carrots and mixed vegetables and string beans and all that good stuff. Some people are kind of self-conscious about having to come to a pantry. So I leave the non-perishable items out at night so people can feel comfortable to come and get things, you know. We don't want anyone to feel like that if they are in need, they have to be ashamed. So we just leave it for their discretion to come and get it whenever they want to.
Wow. Wow. Absolutely amazing. And all she wanted was a sign. Man, this has got to be the best, not even just best feel-good story. This is probably one of the best stories in this year. For someone who comes from a place where in her neighborhood that it's Milwaukee County, look at Milwaukee County having the second highest food insecurity rate in the entire state of Wisconsin. In the entire state of Wisconsin. 14.9%. That's 138,000 neighbors. It's not even evenly spread. She saw what was lost. She saw the Pick and Saves closing, the Walgreens closing, the CVS is closing. And none of that is a coincidence. And all of that in an area where we're catching food apartheid by the thousands. We're in food apartheid areas. This is a food apartheid emergency right now. And she set up two folding tables. And when she set those folding tables up and put her products on the tables, all she wanted was a sign. So I need somebody to tune in. Mario Dickens, can you track this lady down and scoop her up a sign? All she wants is a sign. That's all she wants. Mario Dickens, somebody tag Mario Dickens real quick or give him a shout and allow him to tune in so we can set them up. I don't even know where this lady's address is. But for a person to be in a place where the disinvestment is bloody and it is a crime against a neighborhood to leave a neighborhood reeling in pain after the exit of grocery stores that people relied on. After the exit of grocery stores that people relied on, this lady Kelly decided to do what? She decided to place herself in the line of fire, set up two folding tables, put some food out, and offer it for free as a food pantry. Then she uses other food pantries to set it up. I always say, Black people, not only are we canaries in the coal mine, but we can make something out of nothing. We are some of the most well-rounded and in very genius level people in the world. To come from one place to this place, not have anything, and build something out of nothing is amazing. is absolutely amazing. So shout out to Kelly Smith. I don't know where you are, what your address is, but we need to find out what you need, and hopefully we can get more people to dig in to your idea. When we come back, we're going to continue on this very, very wonderful journey of feel-good stories and economic improvement here in Milwaukee. When we come back on The Truth. Wow. Man, I remember this song. This had to have been 83, 84. Am I wrong? I was six. Yes, Capitol Court was going down, baby. We need to pull up an old photo of Capitol Court. Probably had like Turbo breakdancing out there like this. Ah, man, listen. Remember Turbo back in the day? Y'all ain't gonna remember. You don't remember Turbo. You do not remember Turbo. Yeah. I mean, you could break. That's Meech in the booth trying to break. Zach like, nah, what is he doing? What is breakdancing? He doing the boogaloo. Oh my gosh, this is crazy. We're going off down here, man. Man, he doing the electric slide boogaloo up in the air, jumping. Oh, don't go through the wall now. Hang on. He gonna do the spider wall like this and start making brooms float in the air. Hey, y'all, welcome back. This is The Grapevine. I'm your host, Manon Sabir. We're picking some more grapes. I'm talking feel good right now. Talking feel good. So before we get out of here, we need to talk about something. We do. We do definitely need to talk about something. And I'm Milwaukee. Listen, I'm talking to you right now, not the audience, not Milwaukee as an audience. But, and let's put the phone down, all that good stuff. Because what I'm about to tell you might explain half of what you've been calling just stress your whole life. We're going to talk about stress. We need to talk about this. You ever notice how your elders say you got to eat right or it'll get to your nerves? Grandma wasn't playing. I know my grandma wasn't playing. Science just caught all the way up to her. There's a new field called metabolic psychiatry. And, you know me, I got to bring y'all a little science. And it's proven what our own kitchens have been saying for generations. What's on your plate is directly wired to what's happening in your brain, what's happening in your dome piece. Here's the wild part. Researchers found that in conditions like bipolar disorder, I have an aunt that is struggling with it, and schizophrenia, the brain sometimes can't use sugar for fuel. And we know this. Well, in those sciences, like the cells are actually starving even when they can't eat. So doctors are testing a diet that flips the entire system. Heavy fat, no carbs, just called keto. And it's giving some people's brains a completely different fuel source. In Milwaukee, I'm talking like real results. People coming off of antipsychotic medication with their doctor, watching their mood, their mental sharpness, both coming back online in a month. Now, before we have y'all raid the refrigerator and quit your meds tomorrow, don't do that. Do not quit any of that. Don't raid the refrigerator and don't quit your meds. None of this is like actual settled, like bottom line science. This is not a replacement for your doctor. And I will not have Black Milwaukee going off on medication off of my say-so. So talk to your doctor first, always, because this is just a conversation. Now here's the part that's really gonna get you. You know how your hair starts going gray, everybody just says, oh, it's just stress, it's just aging. But a real Columbia University researcher, a guy by the name of Martin Picard, he proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that stress-caused gray hair can come back. It can come back. So he found actual strands with the gray section and a natural section matched the timeline to a person's most successful moments. And when the stress is lifted, the color came back. The color came back. So you can reverse graying. If you are gray out there, you are getting gray hair like me, you can reverse gray hair. Yes. Your body keeps receipts of that graying. So you don't have to continue continue to go to Walgreens and get your hair dyed up. You can actually do some things from a natural perspective to make sure that your hair is nice and healthy and not gray. And it's black or whatever color your natural hair color is. And get this, the guy's research says chronic stress can eat up 60% of your body's daily energy. Chronic stress. So those of you that are dealing with not just chronic stress, but in response to chronic stress, you're dealing with, you name it. You're burnt out, basically. You're burnt out and in relationship to chronic stress. That's more than if you look at it, 60%, that's more than half your gas tank burned before you even get out the door. So before you even deal with your job, before you deal with your kids, before you deal with the entire city, you're tired. You are tired. And no wonder why we're tired. Think about it. Think about what's going on in this world. Think about what we just talked about. We talked about black women losing jobs, in 2025, lost 300,000 jobs. Black men lost over 500,000 jobs. That can cause chronic stress. A lot of stress. Maybe even some gray hair. So our bodies are running on fumes. And whenever my body is running on fumes, I think for me, I'm always looking at different ways to give my body energy. And one of my favorite ways to give my body energy is moringa leaves, moringa powder, and putting that in my water, putting chia seeds in my water, lately I've been using oil of oregano and just different types of herbs that will allow me to have a beautiful existence throughout the day. Like today I woke up and I was tired. I was beat tired, but I was able to redeem some of my energy and get some of my energy back by taking some. And this is if you ever want really high level energy, if you want high level energy, get you some oil of oregano and some in maybe like some cayenne pepper or some lemon. Take the oil of oregano, put it under your tongue. Take it back, it'll permeate your entire system. But then take some honey, some water, and some cayenne pepper, stir it around, and not a lot of cayenne pepper, just a little bit. And lemon, put it in the water, stir it around, drink it. Man, the energy, your energy level is like a hit straight to your metabolic system. So please take care of yourself. Don't allow stress to be unmatched. Please match the stress with being able to take care, by being able to take care of yourself through either herbal medication or also eating right, exercising, meditation, taking a break, walking the woods, whatever you have to do, please allow yourself those possibilities, those tools. Milwaukee, we covered a lot. We covered a lot today. Whew. We covered a memorial getting torn down in Madison. Before sunrise, we traced that straight back to a machine that's controlled both by money and force, protecting it for hundreds of years, expanding all across the world. We looked at economies. We looked at militaries. Shout out to Corey Ruiz's family. Shout out to Kelly Smith. We looked at Dr. Claude Anderson and the answers he told us a long time ago. But no matter how this world is looking, there's always good. And we found that in the case of that gentleman who gave little Lennard, young Lennard, a electric scooter on his way to work. So go do something good. Go put down something you've been carrying for too long. Let the stress go. And that's the show. Guess who's coming up next? Jazz. Tap in with Jazz is coming up next on the award-winning The Truth Radio. And I'll see y'all tomorrow.